Boom.
Welcome to the Committed Mentality Podcast. I'm Brandon. To my left is Aaron. To my right is Brent. We're just three dudes committed to growing through conversation. No topics are off limits. Why do you hate being, you don't want people to know who you are?
Go ahead.
You know Brent's mentality. He's like, everybody knows who we are.
Right. He's such a superstar. He's already flexing on people. I dropped a podcast, bitch. Hell.
Throw some respect on my
right.
Everybody know me.
No feelings are spared. So sit back and enjoy the conversation. This is the Committed Mentality Podcast. All right, fellas. Today, I had a weird... Seen a couple videos floating around, but I had a question that developed from the videos. And it was, do you think that cheating... Or I guess I would say having multiple sexual partners. I won't say cheating. I want to rephrase that. Having multiple sexual partners is a biological male thing.
No, that's not exclusive to men.
You don't think that you think women have that mentality where they want to be with multiple partners?
Yeah, not of course not all women.
I have not found that to be true.
You ain't been nowhere.
You ain't even seen
Pulp Fiction, nigga.
You don't even. You gonna judge me by not seeing Pulp Fiction? That's what it is.
That's what it always.
Okay.
That's never gonna stop. Right. You gonna have to see that.
Hey. You know that's what it always comes back to.
Hey, if that's what you want to think,
but
I'll let you think.
There are women out there with that same mentality. They just want to stack some bodies.
Yeah, I've met a lot of women who will willingly cheat, who are in a relationship and don't mind cheating with somebody. I find it actually easier. Women who are in a relationship to like talk to and make those steps than it is with single women. Like, so I haven't found like single women who want a lot of bodies or whatever, how you want to say it. But I guess I don't have that type of knowledge to say definitively. Yeah,
bro. Chicks be lying. Flat out. Chicks be lying.
Why I mean, I don't approach any women like that. So.
They be lying, man.
I don't think Aaron does either, but we don't really approach women in that way to know. I mean, I guess it's been like years.
Yeah, I've been off the market for a very long time.
Yeah, but I have cheated.
I've been in these streets for a while.
Yeah.
I just got out these streets a little bit ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think Brent can speak to all this a lot because like he's getting at is that he's kind of even like, I think one thing I thought about a minute ago when you just said like, I don't know of a lot of like single women that want to like stack up bodies and this and that, whatever. Is I was like, from what I see and like, just like what I've seen happen with Brent, what I've seen happen with women that have been single for a long time, other dudes that have been single for a long time, whatever. It is just, it does seem to be, I don't know if it's a societal thing that's been built or whatever, is at a certain point, I think a lot of people just get tired of that shit. Like, or it gets
tired
old.
Tired of being with a lot of weak people?
Like being single and like just living that life. Like it just, I mean, Brent would have to speak to it because he's the one that just kind of lived it.
I got tired of being married at one point.
I think everybody has that too as well. I haven't had a ton of that. I've only been married for a little bit of a relationship, like I told you, which is weird about our relationship. We've been together forever.
Well, I mean, like there's a lot of other factors that were in play about like being married. Like I've not been tired of my wife, but I was tired of being faithful. Like honestly, like I don't have any qualms about who I am or what I've done or anything like that. Like all that shit is in the past, whatever it is. I don't give a fuck about who judges me for whatever, because I don't live my life for anybody but myself. So all the things that I've done, I don't have problems talking about. But I have cheated, and a lot of it was because I was looking for something else that I didn't feel like I was going to get in my marriage, you know, in the relationship, not just the marriage, but just the relationship. Mentally, physically, like everything. And so when you're in that mindset already, it makes it easy to step away when you have somebody flaunting that shit in your face like I had and being like, look, I'm over here and this is what I can do for you. I know you're taken, but I'm here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And when you have that and you're already in that fucked up mentality where you're not trying to do shit to improve your situation on your end, the other person that you're in a relationship with ain't trying to do shit because they feel some type of resentment or feel some type of way because the way that you're
coming on,
that you're making them feel for you not feeling a certain way,
no doubt,
and then being able to easily step out of that in that mentality. I've never faulted my wife for if she ever had that type of mentality or anything, because I feel like it's human and that's what we do. Like I'm not like. everybody does it. But I'm saying, like, I wouldn't fault her because I understand it. I understand the mentality because I fell for it and I did it. So
the grass is greener thought is so, like, it's so much wider, yeah, like, of a scenario than people realize. Yeah. I think where, like, kind of you just mentioned a bunch of them kind of, like, quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like some people think about it as in, like, oh, there's better sex here. Oh, there's better conversation here. Oh, there's a different type of feeling here. Oh, yeah. Like, they, a lot of people think that they're going to, that they're missing out on something, or that they can probably go find some aspect that's better. And that's why I kind of brought that up to you guys not too long ago in a text about, like, that being a possible conversation, which I think this is kind of the same thing in a lot of ways. This will be, like, part of the conversation. Is that's why I think the mentality that some people have of that dude is too good for that girl, or that girl is too good for that dude, mm-hmm, or, like, oh man, they should leave them, or whatever. Anything in that scenario, whatever, I think is a really weird and, like, slippery slope, because people don't know what all, like, that really means. Like, people always think they know what for someone else, and then even ourselves, like, we think, like, oh, we're lacking this, or we're missing this, yeah, in the relationship, whatever. It's like, but it goes back to the basic grass is greener type thing, where, like, the grass grows where you water it.
Yeah.
If you do what you can do in that aspect of your relationship to improve that aspect of your relationship that you think you can't get there.
Yeah.
It's very possible you could get it there.
I think that a lot of people
a lot of us in life in general, I mean, I don't know if it's because being young and dumb, being raised a certain way, having a certain mentality. I mean, it could be a million different factors. We first go to, like, damn, like, do I need to go get this elsewhere? Am I not going to get this here?
I've been resentful of my wife for not doing things that I've wanted her to do. Like, not sometimes unspoken, but sometimes, like, I've said shit. You know what I mean? Because I'm an outspoken dude. So if I want something, I say it, and, like, I mean it. Like, I'm not fucking joking with you. Just what the fuck I want.
Right.
So I've been that person. And a lot of females will probably hear this and they'll feel some type of way, but I don't care what your opinions are about it. This is just me. When it comes to certain things, I feel like everybody in a relationship has, like, this mentality of what they want in a relationship, and they go into it maybe thinking that they're going to either change that person to be what they want them to be, or maybe it was, like, some way in the beginning, but that thing that gets thrown in there is evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Your mentality evolves, your relationship evolves, life around you evolves, and when you're not prepared for that, it's really easy to be thrown off your game. And I've fallen for that, falling for the mentality of forgetting that I've evolved, my wife has evolved, our family has evolved, our finances had evolved, all of these things had changed, but I wasn't able to mentally adapt to all of that.
Yeah, and some things digress.
Exactly.
Some things get not as good.
As things have, evolution isn't always a great thing.
That's what I was making sure the listeners were getting from that.
Evolution doesn't always mean that it became better. Yeah. It just evolved into some shit.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, your finances could evolve into a shitstorm of debt and homelessness. You know what I mean?
It's different than what it used to be.
Yeah. So, like, but you've got to learn how to be prepared for that evolution, whatever it may be. And I admit that there's been many times in our relationship. I mean, we've been together 15 years. There's been many times in our relationship where I wasn't mentally evolved along with whatever the circumstances were. And on the outside looking in, it could have looked like I was, but I wasn't prepared on how I could handle certain situations. And it's hard looking, well, it's not really hard for me because I don't really regret shit too much, but it's hard in a way to understand it, I guess. Like, it's not hard for me to look back on it. It's just hard to realize that I wasn't able to evolve. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah. Just being kind of upset with yourself that you weren't either growing or, like, figuring it out in a better way. For sure. To get back to, like, the root question that you said there too, I've seen a lot of these, like...
What was the root question?
It was about, like, he said not even cheap, but just do we want multiple partners biologically? By
men. Do men want more than women? I don't think... Or do you feel like it's just a man-woman thing, and, like, that's just how we are, and that's
what... Well, let me plug what I was about to say. So I've heard and listened to a lot of the conversations of, like, even when they study, like, ape species and stuff like that, different chimpanzees, whatever, different species that are close to us or close to what we evolved from, things like that. A lot of different other animals, like different societies and different places where different kind of polyamorous or whatever the yeah. word is for, like, mm-hmm. multiple spouses or whatever. Just communities and all that, where they study everything. And for the most part, I think in the majority, like, you always do kind of run into the situation, especially in the and like animals and stuff like that, that they do have like multiple, the males do have like yeah. multiple partners. And usually it is like a dominant male of a.
Yeah. Biologically fucking yeah. to increase the herd or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And like doing it with like the most fertile female at the time
yeah.
or just random things like that, or certain times of the year or just like random stuff like that. So not to say that we are for sure animals or throw us in that category like that or whatever.
Well, hold on. Listen to this. So this brings Brent into it, because Brent's what we talked about before, which we were going to do a part two on, is when we're talking about God and the question that you had proposed on, like, how did we get Cain and Abel, like, their wives and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in the Bible, it talks about them finding their wives and knowing, like, who they are. So it wasn't just, they weren't the only two children that Adam and Eve had. They had multiple children. They lived for 930 years. And by throughout that time in their lineage, there it could have been at that time brother and sisters mating to populate up to a point. Thousands of years or hundreds of years, I'm sorry, hundreds of years going by where the earth was populated by brother and sister incestual relationships. And so having multiple sex partners for the sake of population could make one think, if you're following the Bible, could make you think, before it became outlawed by a king or whatever, you know, a jury of people, it could have been biologically what we're supposed to do. So, I mean, I'm not saying like I'm a professor or any kind of stature that is doing this. I'm just a lame guy that is thinking about this and just kind of pondering the question.
The end conclusion I got in like a bunch of these different conversations that I listen to and watch from different psychologists, mm-hmm. historians, people that study animals, all this different thing, was what they came to with like humans is that we have like that, like those tendencies, and males are still like very much like think that way and kind of behave that way or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for a productive society, we do better by trying to stick within the parameters of having one, getting married, having children, being loyal to the mother, this and that, because of what it does to the children when you don't, you know what I mean? And what kind of like how it just breaks the family up and creates either a hate or a dislike from the children and one of the parents because of what has happened, or a number of different things, you know what I mean? And it was kind of the consensus in a lot of the conversations, like, damn, it always ends up kind of coming down to this, like that they say that it's there, but as far as if we want to have like a productive society like we've had, then it kind of like, this is what kind of needs to be done.
Mm. Monogamy has to work for the society.
For the society.
Do you feel though it should be accepted though?
Multiple partners?
Yeah.
It is accepted.
Well, I think he's saying like overall or like majority accepted.
Yeah, like when I feel like when you start having sex with somebody, today, like in 2020, when you start having sex with somebody, it's kind of assumed that they're going to be the only person that you're having sex with. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just widely accepted and like knowledge that, oh, we're not exclusive. The immediate thought is that we're going to be exclusive and it's just us two.
Yeah. Like, if nobody's like touched on it and you kind of think you have some kind of relationship, the overall thought is that like it's headed towards exclusivity at least.
Well, that's where you got to communicate,
mm-hmm.
because one person may be thinking that, sure.
Yeah.
The other person's like, oh, no, I'm not thinking that at all. Like, but that word exclusive never came to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't.
But you're saying like it's accepted, and I don't think that. I think that you have to find special people to find it to be accepted.
I think it's it really depends on what the other person wants.
That's what I'm saying. You have to find that person.
Or what both people want.
But you have to find that person who finds it as acceptable as you.
Well, like, everybody wants to have sex.
Yeah, but nobody wants
hold on, B.
But listen, not everybody wants to have sex.
I think you guys
people.
Are saying different listen. Things. Hold on. I think you're saying different things. I think what he's saying, and I think this is where him just being out of the game, even though I've been out of the game too, I think he's just saying like he doesn't think it's super common for people in general, but I think he's more saying specifically women being okay with someone having multiple partners and this and that, whatever, like, or multiple sex partners or whatever, where I think nowadays it is becoming more like...
Honestly, I found that to be more acceptable the older I got.
Right, right, right.
Having... Just
because, like, because women,
you gotta,
like,
remember,
women,
me, like, and you, a lot of our relationships and experiences of those times were when we were younger. The people's minds aren't as expanded. Yeah. They haven't experienced as much. They haven't been through as much. They haven't, like, a lot of different shit.
Yeah, I've only tried to have sex with people who are married. So you gotta match my circumstances. I'm not trying to find somebody single. Fuck up my life. Like, that's not. You and I both got shit to lose. I'm not fucking with you. My wife don't got to worry about me with a single woman because I'm not trying to fuck my life up. You ain't trying to interject my shit. I'm just bullshit.
But
go ahead.
Yeah, the older I got and dealing with older women, it's kind of like okay, because a lot of women just want to have sex.
Can it go unsaid though?
They want to have sex with someone that they trust.
Can it go unsaid?
What do you mean go unsaid?
Like, you say like they trust you, but like, do they? When they give you that trust, is it implied that you're the only one that they're having sex with?
No. You can't assume that.
Interesting.
Like, if you're single and you have sex with someone else who is single, you can't assume that y'all are the only ones that y'all are fucking.
Maybe it's just, like, that different now where it's just, like, so easy. People are just having sex and it's, like, not even a thing.
I think it's very different. I hope think my sex daughter is
well, think about – well, also think about this, though.
Just giving it up to anybody.
Like,
fuck
also
it.
Think about this. Like, how old are we?
I'm 36.
We in our mid-30s.
Yeah.
Women are hornier later on the older they get. Like, in their mid-30s, they're the horniest. That's like their sexual peak from, like, maybe 34 to maybe 37 or some shit.
I've always been attracted to 25 and older. Even when I was like 18, 25 has always been my magical age that I've always been attracted to. Between 25 and 35, well, and now I'm 36, so I'm like, damn.
Think about this.
I'm getting fucking old. In my mind.
Think about this. So you have women, like a lot of these women now that are our age or even a little older.
Mm-hmm.
They all have kids. All their kids now are like grown, not grown, not necessarily grown, but they're older.
Yeah,
some of them are actually grown,
doing their own thing. For
but
sure.
their kids are older,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they spent the majority of their life either with the child's parent, or I'm saying just having relationships in general because they have kids. They want some type of stability.
Mm-hmm.
So now whatever those relationships hasn't worked, they're single and they're horny. What do you think they're going to do? And on top of all that, like, they ain't really got to worry about their kids because their kids can take care of themselves.
Right. They don't.
So what do you think they're going to do?
They have free time.
They got nothing but time.
The kids are doing their own thing, and they're at a I don't have to answer to nobody.
This is like this is like almost like a new life for them.
Yeah, I know a lot of married women like that.
So they out.
Facts. You ever been with a married woman?
I don't know. So they out. So they out. Just kicking it. I don't know. I don't think so.
Play the music.
Not necessarily married, but I mean, or at least not that I know of. You know what I mean? Shit, what you want me to do? And I've been in streets for a long time, man. What you want me to do?
What do you want from me? The one thing I was kind of gonna say with I think with a newer era of life and of women and stuff like that, it does seem like sex and like being experimental, all this random shit is a lot more open out. And I think a lot of it is due to the internet. And
I
want to
try some of these 2020 women.
Everybody,
man.
Some got their tubes tied too.
I got a vasectomy. I ain't give a fuck about nothing. I don't give no fucks.
Mm-mm. But I think.
But now I think that men and women both equally want to have sex. They just go about it different.
I'm not arguing that they want to have sex.
He's saying, is it more in the nature of the male?
Yeah. Is it more than
to want to have multiple partners?
Well, the male ego is different than the female ego.
I would say testosterone is very different than estrogen.
The male ego thinks that he can pull any woman. The woman ego thinks that she could change any man. So men are out here trying to knock shit down. The woman is trying to lock shit down.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She's trying to get this one dude and on top of all that. And then on top of all that, don't no woman want a dude who ain't got no bitches.
You'll cut that out. You'll say that
I'm
again.
I'm sorry. I'll take that back. Don't no woman want a man who ain't got a roster.
Okay. Why do you say that? Why do you think that?
Because if they pull this man that has a roster, they get him to cut his entire team off for her, that's a win for her. She could brag to everybody about that.
Did your lady feel that way?
I don't know.
Well, I think and some
but
of
also
them.
Also didn't have a roster.
And but I'm saying, she pulled you. I mean, like, well, y'all pulled each other, whatever, however you want to say it. But I'm saying, y'all
she
got together.
She has an ego, too. But I don't know if that played a part in that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well,
I don't know.
I haven't
asked her that question.
Yeah. I have not witnessed women. Well, maybe I have. I have found being married makes me attractive to a lot of women I wouldn't have expected me to be attractive to.
You know why that is?
Why?
Because they see you can commit.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that explanation.
Yeah. That's attractive to them because that brings stability.
Yeah,
like
maturity.
Most women want stability more than anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My wife be worried about women, like in general, that I'd be like, why are you even worried about that person? You know what I mean? Like, I don't even be thinking about people. And then, like, unexpectedly, I'll be in conversations where I told y'all before, like, the conversation will steer towards something that means something more. I'm just like, how the fuck did I get into this conversation? I know I'm a friendly guy.
I think that's what it is.
How the fuck did I get down this path of this conversation?
I've seen that with men and women.
This is something that women and men need to do. They need to stop worrying about the person with the least amount of power. So your wife talking about she's worried about certain women, right?
She's just naturally insecure
about certain women around you.
Probably
right?
Because I talk a lot of shit.
Well, but she's worried about these women around you,
yeah.
Right? Those women have the least amount of power.
Yeah,
nothing happens unless you want it to happen.
Exactly. And I always get mad at women, or men too, who get mad at the other person. Like that person is so. Like we watch Divorce Court a lot. Or in paternity court, and like there's always like this cheating person, and like, well, that bitch, blah, blah, blah. Why are you mad at them? They are irrelevant. Like, your person that you're in a relationship with has the control to say yes or no. I've told my wife that before. Like, when I had an affair, like, she was so against the other woman. I was like, what are you mad at her for? She has nothing to do. You could be mad at yourself for not being the person that I wanted you to be, or not doing everything that you should have been doing in this relationship.
You didn't mean that. Keep going.
Yeah, I did mean that.
I didn't even hear it. I zoned out from it.
Yeah.
Damn.
I felt like
I caught bits and pieces.
because it was a tough time in our relationship. So like it was a pain point where I was feeling like I feel like everybody in the relationship has to worry about what the fuck they're doing. If you're doing everything that you can, then you have the right to be mad at the other person. If my wife was mad, like if she was cheating because I wasn't giving her what she needed, I can be mad at myself for not doing everything that I was doing in my power. I can be mad that she cheated, but I also have to take responsibility. And I felt like when we were having that conversation and that argument, I was mad at her for not taking responsibility as well. Like,
you
I can take responsibility.
Take responsibility.
I'm just saying in general. Like, I don't even get into gender specifics like that. In general, people should take responsibility.
In my experience.
I'm just saying.
There we go.
And when it comes to relationships, I honestly think that people in almost everything have to take a personal set of responsibility and understand like, oh, I could have done this differently, or I could have been this way, or I could have listened, or I could have understood.
You have to do that to grow.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
have to do that to evolve in the right direction.
But that's what I was saying before when y'all was tuning out. Like that's where the conversation was going towards. I never understand why it gets towards like that other person because
that other person is the least significant.
The least.
Well, I can tell you where because I know of a couple situations going on right now and just things that in general in life.
Situations going on right now, like what?
Other people in other situations, like people that I know. And
oh, okay.
Random people going through some shit. And it's if the other person is someone that the person knows.
Yeah, so what?
No, listen. You got to understand. It's not, it doesn't not make everything that you just said 100% right and true. Everything that you said still applies. But there also then throws in the other little factor of, okay with this.
They should have respected
person.
It.
They should have, like, if especially if it was either like a friend, a family member, whatever, something of the other person,
mm-hmm.
that's like, damn, like, well, you don't give a fuck about me either, or like I did something to you too, apparently.
Yeah.
Like if I wasn't being who I was supposed to be in my relationship, yeah, that's on me. But outside of my relationship, I'm not supposed to worry about you.
Right. I get that. You know what I'm saying? I 100%
so
get
that.
So
that's where I understand that. That's where I can say it. But in the scenarios when it's a fucking stranger.
Yeah.
So you gotta be like, well, that's a fucking
right.
stranger.
They don't care about
like,
you.
They don't give a fuck about me.
Right.
They don't fuck about me.
On divorce court, I was watching today, the husband and wife, like they were completely wrong for each other. Completely wrong for each other. He was trying to change her to be something, blah, 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 blah. And she wasn't going to change. Her best friend of 10 years was, he had reached out to her to try to get in contact with his wife because she was our fiance. She was, she's a traveling nurse and she wasn't answering the phone all the time, blah, 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 blah. So she's like, he called her to be like, hey, is anything wrong with her? Anyways, they developed a friendship conversation. They've all hung out together before, drank before, all this shit. The friend eventually told him, like, hey, you know what? She's not the marrying type. You know what I mean? And they had more conversations. So the girl comes in to testify on the guy's behalf against the girl. She's like, you're my fucking friend. How are you testifying against me? So then she says all this shit. And she's like, honestly, I'm better for him than you are. Like, so I'm like, I knew that shit was coming out. I was telling my wife as we were watching. I was like, oh, that bitch wants him. Like, and I use that word because that's what she was at that time. And like, she wants him, like, she, because he wanted her to be, he makes a lot of money, so he could, she could stay at home and blah, blah, blah. But she didn't want to leave her job. But old girl was like, yo, I want that life. So she didn't really, like, do anything with him. But she's like, I'm here. Like,
I want to plug a little bar that I heard somebody say a long time ago in, like, one of those scenarios. And they were like, they were talking about how you... people, and I think a lot of guys and girls do not factor this in. And they were like, the person was saying, when you're like, especially being happy, being in a relationship, whatever this and that, it was like, you cannot have a friend that wants to be you or wants your life.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And on like a deep level, of course, not just saying like, you know what I mean, the basic or whatever, but like wants your spouse, wants your money, wants your success, wants, because when anything like that happens, then there's gonna be a seed that blooms. You know what I'm saying?
I honestly believe I lost friendships that way. I honestly believe it.
That's why I think as you get older, a lot of people that kind of get more mentally aware and shit like that or whatever, you start realizing that you don't want people around you that have like this somewhat jealousy or whatever.
Yeah.
You want people that are happy with who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that
and that's
you,
tough because not a lot of people
not
are.
A lot of people are. Yeah. So then that's where your circle gets smaller and smaller.
That's also hard to tell though.
Yeah.
Like that's hard to spot because motherfuckers can hide that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm super happy with myself. Like I have nothing.
The people that you know that are the happiest, man, a lot of times have the smallest circle because of what he's saying. Like you just run into like seeing like, okay, this person is always going to be this kind of way towards me or towards my wife or towards my family or my kids or whatever it is because they're just not happy with where they're at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then it's like, oh, they do this shady thing. They say this grimy shit. They, you know what I mean? Whatever. And it's like, you just start seeing.
And
like
I don't have that kind of life where people can kind of do that for me because I'm so open with anything that I've done or how I am as a person or who I am as a person that you're not going to wedge in any way and try to break up anything that I have because either my squad is so tight that they would have heard anything that I would have said already, or there's just no way to infiltrate that type of.
I mean, don't have that cockiness.
I do have that cockiness because if anybody comes in between anything that I have, that's not my problem.
Well, it is your problem because then you apparently let it fall apart or create it or whatever.
No, the other person let that fall apart.
Well, I'm saying a minute ago when you said like
I feel the same way. If my shit crumbles, it won't be because of me.
It definitely won't be because of me.
Well, then how does that go along with what you said a minute ago when you said that whatever happened in my relationship, if something does go that way, I have to take responsibility for what I didn't do for it to go that way.
No, that's about something that I'm trying to work with, like. If in my marriage, I'm trying to make sure that I don't fall, that doesn't fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
I have to take responsibility that I was letting things fall apart in that. I'm talking about like somebody just wedging in on their own. If they did that, I know because I'm saying I know that I'm doing everything that I can.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So
okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
If I'm in that mode and I'm doing everything that I can to make shit work. Yep. And then you go in and follow through. I can't. There's nothing I can do about that.
Right. And then you're going to hear about it and all that because you're on top of your shit.
Yeah.
I got you. That makes sense.
I will take full responsibility for not caring for her emotions. But I will never take responsibility for what her actions are.
Oh, right. For sure.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if it, there's some, so in that scenario, yeah. Like I'm looking, okay,
if I'm doing everything I
do, what did I do to lower her morale like this?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not taking responsibility for what you did.
Right.
Like, you need to own that shit.
Yeah. If you don't, and you, they also have to be able to communicate in that point of, if there's something that I'm lacking, you got to be able to say it. You got to be able to say, hey, if it's a friendship, not even just a relationship, in a friendship, like, hey, every time I want to hang out with you, you busy. Like, right. What's that about? You know what I mean? Like, are you really busy, or you just really kind of don't want to do the same things that I want to do? You know what I mean? You got to be open enough to have that conversation.
I think that aspect is something that I will say, whether it's a stereotype or whatever, I think that is something that is harder for the woman to do, to say what the problem is.
Yeah. Oh, because my wife is this.
Well,
is
think
this
about 100%. That. I just, and it made me think about,
I love
more,
her to death, but she just don't like to communicate.
Right. I seen this meme the other day. You know the little memes with the two little cartoon texting mm-hmm. back and forth,
yeah.
late night shit to each other?
Yeah.
Well, it said a girl shooting her shot, and it was just a blank bubble. And it was like basically saying, like, even when they want you, a lot of times they ain't really going to say nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to communicate always.
Bro,
like,
I had this girl one time tell me she wanted to talk to me and get to know me. I gave her my number, and she never hit me up. What the fuck was the point of that?
What did you do? Did you contact
her? No.
He fucked.
See?
She's supposed to be pursuing me. Well, you don't tell me that you want to get
really high.
Listen,
because his ego kicked yeah, in.
No,
that was
no,
all
no.
Ego.
Listen. You can't tell someone you want to get to know them and then expect them to pursue you.
But you have to. You had to take some kind of responsibility in that. Like,
no, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't. And tell me why.
Because
I'll tell you why.
If
too.
You're
go ahead.
if that person wants to get to know you, then you have to make an effort to let them know who you are.
And let me
they
plug.
What did you want them to do? Ask you a whole bunch of? Did you expect an itinerary of questions or something?
And let me plug
or,
some. Let
like,
me plug
what
some,
did you expect?
Let me plug some before you answer too. Then on top of that, a lot of women, even when they take it to that point, they still want a guy to take lead or take like show initiative. So go ahead now.
I'm not showing initiative.
She felt like she already did.
You come to me.
She felt like she already did.
That's ego.
You come to me.
That's ego.
And you tell me you want to get to know me.
Am I wrong?
Then you make no attempt to get to know me.
Aaron, am I wrong?
You're wrong.
I don't think he's wrong, but I don't
yes,
know. Of course, I don't know the situation.
That's
that
if
ego.
Let me ask you a question. If I ask a woman out on a date and I tell her that I'm not going to pay for her food, am I wrong for that?
If you
I asked her out.
If you ask a woman
out. I tell her to have your own money. Am I wrong for that?
Did you wait? You tell her, or it comes to the check, and you're like, "We gonna split this?" Like, that's a.
Am I wrong
I don't,
for that?
I think that's a completely different thing. I don't think that equates.
Hold on, I think I can plug a totally different thing, and you tell me this. So outside of this, if we're saying like,
wait, does that equate? Ask. Let me
I don't
understand.
Think it does.
Okay,
I don't think
okay.
that. But
I don't think it equates.
I mean, he might be thinking about it a different way. What I'm gonna say is, say on like a totally different tip, whether it be male, female, male, whatever. Say you told somebody, hey, I want to do business with you. I want us to either start a business or I want to do this or whatever. And you tell them, okay, but then they never do nothing on the other side to like come at you with
yeah.
that.
It's not their responsibility to. If I want to do something with them, I need to come to them with a plan.
Right. It's not. But also, if it falls apart, is it totally because of that person?
No, it's because of me. Because of my lack of effort in
well,
pursuing
that, well,
it.
I guess that's what I mean. It's totally your fault.
Yes. If I tell you that I want to do a business, I want to do a business with you, then okay. You will be like this. Well, what you got?
Well, hold on. Then let me throw this out. Maybe this is the
and
part.
Then I have to
maybe
come
this is
back
the part
with
we're missing.
A plan.
Maybe this is where the part we're missing. Did you tell
now,
her?
Now,
did
now
you
listen,
tell
listen,
her?
Listen, listen. Let me finish. Now, you say I say I want to have a business with you, and you say, all right, what you got? I have to now come back with a plan.
But that's exactly
she
what I'm saying.
She says, no, she that, listen,
that's the
listen.
Part. Hold on.
She says, I want like to get to know you better. I said, okay, here's my number. Hit me up.
I got you. But
I am not contacting
but,
her.
But let me tell you this. Let me ask this. But did you tell her you were all also interested in getting to know her, or like let her know that like you just weren't giving her a number and like,
yeah, like
that
did
was
you?
It.
No, I said yeah, we could do that. Here's my number.
But do you think she like?
You could have been like, well, what would you like to know? How can we make this? How can we make
here
this happen?
Is my number. We can have that conversation.
That would not be.
Once you use the number, we can have that conversation.
I want people to chime in on this in comments and say if they think that's game, because like that would be the lamest attempt. Like if I say I wanted to get to know somebody and I'm like, all right, cool. Like I would expect more of a conversation with there, not just oh, here's my number. Like
so,
then
would
it
you
just drops there?
So if
somebody said that to
if
me,
I, if
I'm like,
I if
cool,
I tell
know?
If I tell a woman that I want to get to know her, and she gives me her number, She gives me, she says, okay, cool. Here's my number. That means the gate is open. You got to walk fucking through it. So I get that number and I don't use it. Does that mean that I tell her that I wanted to get the message?
Did you text the number so there was no way for any mistakes in the number either?
What are you talking about?
Like, did she get the number through a message where for sure like it wasn't for sure it was down? There's no fucking typos.
Clear as hell.
Okay.
If she didn't use it,
I'm just making sure. I'm just checking the.
I'm maybe, not chasing you.
Maybe I think like I'm just checking. Maybe I'm thinking too much of a guy's point of view where I feel like I would have taken charge. I would have been like, all right, cool. Let's, like I said initially, that was my thought.
Is that maybe she just wanted him to take charge from that moment on. She felt like with a lot of women to get to that point.
I'd ask for a date. Like.
A lot of women, that takes a whole lot for them to get to that point. Like, that's like to step out and be the one that approaches the man. That's like lot for them. Okay. So that might have been like the farthest she was willing to go
but listen,
you doing what Brandon said of being the one that then takes over.
But I feel like that was her opening up to say, all right, go ahead, take this move. Not make me make another motherfucker. You just made me make a whole other motherfucking move.
Yeah, we're not playing chess.
I was just about to say that, nigga. She made a move on the chessboard. She moved a motherfucking pawn, and then you looked at the board and said, you hit the timer.
No move.
Just a motherfucking timer. Like, all right, cool. Here we go. We playing now.
He sat at the desk, but no move.
She's like, can you move a pawn? Like,
that is not my responsibility.
If you feel that way now because you're in a relationship. But I feel like if that was the person that you wanted to pursue.
Even if I was single, that's not my responsibility.
Yeah, no, look,
if I try to talk to a woman and get to know her, I have to make attempts. I have to put effort forth to get to know her. Yeah. I can't tell a woman that I want to get to know you, and she says, okay, cool, here, and then just be silent.
Yeah, the part that I'm going to plug in too is I'm going to say,
like, that's dumb as fuck.
I'm not saying you're right or wrong.
I'm right.
No, listen, but like, you're telling him I think he's telling you like you should have done this. I'm saying that I think the reason the scenario, I think the reason it went that way was because you didn't move forward. But I'm also, you keep saying I'm not responsible for that. I agree. You know what I'm saying? Like, I agree that you're not responsible for that. But I also, when you said, why did that happen? Why did she reach out? And then my thoughts would be on a woman's end, when she thought she went all the way to the level of almost doing like the quote unquote man thing to approach you or tell you like, hey, like, come on with it. You know what I mean? And she did. And then all you did was say, yeah, we can make that happen. She was like, oh, man, he ain't really fuck with me at all. Like,
I said, right, yeah, I can make that happen, and a phone number follow.
Especially after the conversation we had on other episodes where we talk about chicks is getting flooded with D-pics and this and that. For you to come with nothing, they're like, dang, like,
yeah,
he
I
must
feel
really
like
not
you,
care.
Yeah, I don't
I
feel
gave
like
you
you're
my number.
I don't feel like that is.
Which you didn't have before.
That's so 1990.
That's opening the gate.
Like, that's
you
so.
You just got to come through it.
That's so old, though. Like, why? Why would that? That seems like that. Like, to,
yeah, she might.
Y'all
be,
are
such,
fucking weird.
That's such
I know
a no
what it
response.
Is. Y'all been out the game so long.
Nah,
that's
hey,
what it,
it
is.
Might be. You hear
that's,
me? I'm not disagreeing.
Cause y'all are fucking weird right
but
now.
It sounds
y'all talking
like,
about I got to step up.
It sounds like
she want to try to. If she didn't want to try to holler at me, and
it's
I got
such
step
a non-response
up.
Though. Like
that's a non-response. Nigga,
it
a
is a non-response. I feel like I would have wanted you to make a plan.
Let me ask you a question.
If you said you wanted to get to know me, I'm like, I would have been like, all right, cool. We gonna make a plan to do this or whatever. Like, I guess I'm speaking of like I would have taken charge and being like, all right, cool. This is what we gonna do. You gonna get to really know me. Like, I'm gonna plan a date or something. Like, we're gonna go do.
So let me ask you this
to let you know who the fuck I am.
So let me ask you this. You try to holler at a girl. Tell her you want to get to know her. She said, okay, cool. Yeah, we could do that. Then she gives you her number.
But I don't expect a girl.
Are
to
Are you
then...
going to expect her to reach out to you?
I don't expect her to. I don't expect her
be
to call
me. Be the assertive
me.
One.
Yeah, like I don't expect her to do anything. Like if I want to, if
you were the assertive one.
If I told somebody I want to get to know them, so I'm in this situation. It's a female.
You're going to make an effort to get to know them, aren't you?
If I'm the guy,
you're going to make an effort to get to know them, aren't
because
you?
I'm the guy. I can't think of like what a female would do.
God
if I was a, if I
What's
was a fucking
topic, man?
If I was a fuck if a
this nigga ain't been through shit.
If
man.
I was in your shoes,
what's the next topic, man?
If I was in your shoes, I would have made a plan to get to know that girl. Like I wouldn't have let it sit there. Like okay, well here's my number. Now the ball is in your court. I don't let the ball be in somebody else's court. I make all moves. Like if there's a move to be made, I think about what the move is and I try to make it. So like I just don't let shit sit there.
She had the ball.
Exactly. That's the problem. That's
I
the
willingly, that's my I willingly point. Gave, that's what I'm saying. I willingly gave her the rock.
But that's the problem.
That's not that. That's not a problem.
He said he passed the rock. She was supposed to finish. So.
Right. She ain't finished. She blew the layup. That's your fault. That's fucking run the fast break better. I gave you perfect pass. I fucked it up.
I want some female.
Right, it's fucking Daniel Green over there.
I want some female perspective on this because I honestly feel like that would have been your opportunity to then make a move. Like, I don't think giving a number is the move. I think that's just like, it's just setting it out there. It's just like,
that's nothing. Giving her a direct line to me.
And you would want her to text you what? Like, what would you have expected next?
Maybe the next day, hey, what's up? What's going on? How you doing? Good morning. Something. It was nothing. She was crickets.
It's weird because I agree, but he also kind of sounds like a woman right now.
Yeah. Right.
Send me a good morning text.
Yeah.
Something. I gave you the number. Like,
he wanted a good morning, beautiful text the next day, B.
But in this situation, you are being like the female. Like when you're like the dude in the club. It's like the dudes in the club that, oh, let me get your number. And you gave the number. And it's like, what was the girl supposed to do?
He's expected to use that number.
He's the guy. You guys that don't give their nothing. Number. Guys don't give their number and be like, yo.
Yeah, Brandon's kind of talking a little bit 90s shit.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But I'm saying that's what exactly my point. But is that giving your number like that is a 90s move. Like, why is that the why
what
was that?
What
was
I supposed
end?
To do? Give her my address?
You gotta
No, you were supposed to make a fucking, you were supposed to make a plan. Like make a plan to get to know her. You were supposed to make a plan to this situation.
That's on her.
Yeah, this is an agree to disagree moment on y'all too.
I guess, man.
Yeah, that's on her.
I would have not left that situation.
She supposed to have a plan, not other... me.
This makes me want to plug something in here that is like
maybe that's so millennial of you. Like
what the fuck you mean?
That's kind of what I was gonna say. Like, he's
I can't stay in the 90s.
Yeah, he's dating a different era than us, man.
Yeah,
it's a different
you know
world.
What I'm saying? Yeah. I'm dating in the 90s and the 2000s, 2010s. You feel me? I'm a fucking veteran.
I got area code. But
I'm glad them days is over though. I don't miss some shits at all.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
That's a fact.
Oh, there it goes.
Well, that's rude. I'm not talking about her. No, she's okay.
She's a nice lady.
I was
a respectable lady.
It was a joke.
Well, Alice say what happened?
It was a joke.
She was a saint.
Mama was a hoe.
But it made me think of a kind of like a more self-reflective topic that I've thought of at random times, and I wanted to kind of ask you guys your thoughts on similar scenarios. Is the one thing that I noticed with me coming up and dealing with girls and women through like just my teenage years and trying to approach women or this and anything like that. Like I basically didn't approach women at all. Like girls, like I always just waited for them to approach me when I was younger. Always. Like almost every single relationship or interaction I ever had with women, I just waited till they talked to me. And then even going forward, being in relationships and having serious relationships as I got older or whatever, I noticed I lacked a lot of understanding of how to handle those situations like you're talking about of like taking the lead or doing certain things because I was raised by my dad as opposed to having a woman around and understanding women more.
Yeah, I was raised by my mom, my sister, my aunt, and my grandmother.
That's
my great
what I'm saying.
Aunt, my-
that's why you go to like, oh, you should do this. You should take the lead. I'm gonna set up this kind of plan. I'm gonna show you the fuck I am because you probably heard them say so often. That's what they want.
Well,
that's
I've never
what they're
heard
looking for.
I actually
or
never
you
heard
saw
them, in a
relationship. Them behaving.
Yeah, see, I might have seen behavior, but my mom didn't date. She didn't date until I was a teenager, and then even then it wasn't like anything that I had witnessed. I honestly had to learn about dating on my own, and like kind of like through movies in a way, really. Like I kind of didn't have that I didn't have a structure to understand like what dating was. I just kind of went off the cues of
did you approach women like when you were younger too?
No.
Like what about you, B?
That's all I've ever done.
was approach women?
Yeah. If I saw somebody I liked, I wouldn't holler at them.
I didn't really have to approach, which is why I never really approached the...
It's why you should shut the fuck up when it came to that last topic.
No, I'm saying I didn't really have to really approach anybody because it was usually like if they thought that I was somebody that they wanted to be with, then it really came to me.
Nigga,
in the same way that Aaron
Nigga, you was married at 19.
Yeah. But
I was single at 19. I was single at 25. I was single at 30.
Before that.
Date?
Yeah, like I went on dates. What are you talking
really
about?
Man, you can't really count high school.
I was out for a year. I wasn't in long-term relationships, nigga. I was dating. Like, I was fucking bitches. Like, what are you talking about?
I think
I've spent the most time here single.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, both of y'all combined together.
And actually dated and been single as, like, an older, more mature, more understanding adult.
And,
like,
just called him mature.
Yeah, because I'm grown.
Hey, I just told someone the other day, B is, to me, emotionally intelligent. Mm-hmm. I give him that. I give him that for sure. Like, I just think he thinks so much about how his ego, his thought process, his flaws play into scenarios that it then makes him like analyze so many different situations, and he then takes away a lot from it. Where I think a lot of us, like we were just talking about earlier on, maybe in the other episode, where we were saying, as opposed to like when things happen, thinking, oh shit, that happened to me. Mm-hmm. I think Brent thinks very much in the line of what me and you were talking about, of how we try to be like thinking, no, this happened. Why did it happen? And did I do this?
Right.
Did it happen to me? Was it a combination of both? Was it a combination of both people and an outside sort, like anything, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Feel like things happen in spite of me. Like it would have happened anyway.
I got you.
Like it doesn't. I feel like a lot of my actions become irrelevant. Like something was going to happen. Like there's actions that I have a role in where I can make things happen. But I feel like there's a lot of things that I don't take him as a flaw of mine, because I feel like it would have happened anyway. Like a 50-50 type of a thing. Like, there's lots of things that I do on a daily basis. Like, I came over here. Like, there was an action that I did. But there was a car accident out there. Like, that happened either way. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's things like that happen around me that I don't take any kind of responsibility for would have happened anyway. So, like, I just have that kind of mentality. When bad things happen, shit, just like the pandemic, this shit would have happened. Like, I live my day still. Whatever is going to happen because of it, I just have to adjust to.
On a lot of personal shit, like, because the pandemic is definitely not personal.
Right.
On a lot of personal shit, I take a kind of narcissistic mindset where I think.
Yeah, see, I don't.
Where I try to think or remind myself that anytime any scenario somewhat goes left or south or just like not how I would totally want, there's most likely one aspect that I could have done differently that maybe doesn't make it go away or change it completely, but maybe would have made it slightly different. And
see, I don't take that thought as I can see where you're coming from, and I can have that thought, but it's nothing that I dwell on.
No, no, see, and I don't either. The reason I kind of like it for myself, even though I said it's like a narcissistic thing, and that's being narcissistic is bad. You know what I mean? It's like it's a flaw of like just thinking the world revolves around you and all this and that. I kind of take
the
it.
The world does revolve around you.
I honestly believe for your life experience
every single person, the world revolves around you. When you die, the world revolves around anybody.
No
you know what I'm saying?
No
like
doubt.
I don't feel like that's a bad thing.
But I think I took that. I feel like I took that mindset on as a choice, because then that gave me what you were talking about of the ability to not dwell on it. Because if I look at it like, oh well, I probably could have prevented this, or I probably could have changed this a little bit, or I probably could, then I feel a lot better about anything that comes to me because I can't just blame it on someone else.
Yeah,
I can then say, well, yeah, they might have did some certain shit, or this scenario might have been fucked up, or this company that did this to me might be a dirty ass company, or this and that, whatever. But what the fuck did I do? I signed the paperwork. I did this. I was friends with that person. I got in this relationship. I helped this person out in this scenario that then fucked me over. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that would stress me out. Thinking like that would stress me out.
For me, but, and that's why I was saying, I think it's a thing about like, does that work for different people? When I've had that conversation with a lot of other people tell me they couldn't have that, because then they would blame themselves for everything, as opposed to thinking like I played a part. You see what I'm saying? Because I look at it as like I play a part in everything that has something to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, it's my life. It's the things
that
happen to me, around me. So I play a part.
I get that,
but I'm not totally to blame as in like, damn, I'm fucking up everything.
That's where my spite comes in. It would have happened in spite of me. Like it would have happened anyway. So now I just adjust to it. Like whatever's going to happen, I just have to pivot. Whatever way I got to go, I got to make a decision, left or right. Everything that comes across my plate in my life is a left or right type of choice.
What's your mentality on that, B? Like, when stuff happens
to
you?
I worry about shit that I can't control. If I can't control it, ain't shit I can do about it.
And then once that happens, like, and how do you process it to on like the level that we're talking about, like where he says it's gonna happen regardless. I think like I probably played a factor, but also
but even if you played a factor, it was still gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Like that's why I go.
Well,
that
not
way.
For sure, not for sure. I don't have that mindset. Yeah, maybe for you, I understand mm-hmm. that. I got you.
I don't necessarily believe that because I believe a lot of things can be avoided.
Yep, me too.
I mean, not saying
but
like
I do. If it's something that involves me, I always look at what role I played. If there's anything I could have done to change to stop it or whatever.
Yeah, I think about it like a weird butterfly effect type way.
That's where I feel like it was going to happen anyway. Maybe if it didn't happen this way, it was going to happen
that
way.
But what if you're that fucking butterfly, son?
But how would you know that?
Because it's something happening in your life. That's why I said I only use it for personal things.
But there would have been a decision. There would have been a decision that you've made.
That's just like if you had like 10 failed relationships.
But there would have been
a decision. You got to go grab one of those mirrors.
Yeah, it's you, nigga.
That's completely.
You're the problem. You're the common denominator in this.
That's not the same thing, though. Like, that's completely different. Like, I'm talking about things that would have happened anyway. Like, if
yeah,
that,
like,
say you didn't tighten that clamp on the curtain, right? Mm-hmm. And it would have slipped and fell. Like, if that action didn't happen, then something else would have happened. Like, that, I guess that's what I'm thinking
that's
of.
That's not
like,
true. You know what would have happened? It would have stayed there like
it's
still
there. Like it is, yeah.
Nothing would have happened.
Like, if...
We need a better explanation.
I got to give you a different explanation.
I can guarantee he's seen every single Final Destination movie.
And
that's
probably,
you have it.
That's probably exactly how my mind works. Final Destination.
So he's like, yeah,
exactly
if I
like
fix this,
yeah, if I stop this, that means that's going to break.
That means I'm still
going to
get
fucked here.
If I stop
that, this is going to break.
Yeah, that's probably like my mentality. But I don't use it as a coping mechanism or anything. I use it to not stress out.
You got PTSD.
Fuck you up, bro.
Honestly, I was going to...
That should change your whole way of thinking.
I actually was going to bring that up. Like, what kind of movies did you watch as a kid that you shouldn't have watched that really fucked you up?
People Under the Stairs.
Oh, my God, nigga.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, shit. You ain't seen that?
I'm about to Google it. I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to Google it. I don't think so.
Look, mother, that movie fucked me up.
I couldn't sleep for like 3 months, bro.
That movie was so scary. And it's not scary as an adult.
Nah.
As a kid.
I was like, why did this fuck me up so much? Like, you know why it fucked me up so much? Because I couldn't watch zombies when I was a kid. They scared the fuck out of me. Everything about zombies terrified me.
Chucky was like that for me. There's this movie called Dolls. I get chills right now thinking about it. I still have not really completely watched that movie as an adult. I've watched it many times as a kid. Because my grandmother loved scary movies. So when we would go spend the night over there on the weekends, there would be like we would order pizza and not every weekend, but every once in a while we would go over there and we would watch a scary movie. And she had on the VHS Dolls, and she loved Tales from the Crypt and all those types of like
that Tales
shows
from the
like
Crypt
that.
Dude, he used to creep me out too.
Oh my
Tales from
God.
The Crypt was some wild shit.
But the stories they had on that show was fire though.
Fire.
Man.
Fire.
But
you ever seen the one with the I don't know if it was a dude was dating the twins or the girl was dating twins, but I think the dude was
they
dating.
Could bring that back on
HBO. I feel like I vaguely remember
one
that
of them
episode.
Fell asleep at the pool, got sunburned, and like the flap of their robe blew over and like made a line on, and I like he didn't know he was dating twins or some random shit, and then that like put him out there that it was two different girls. It was wild as fuck, man. Like they had some dope ass like thought out stories.
There was this one where they were on a raft in a lake, and a fucking blob was in the water, and like it was devouring everything. Like somebody fell into the water and devoured that person.
I feel like I remember that.
Man, that scared the shit out of me. You know, I did not want to go. I didn't want to swim. I didn't ever want to be in the water again.
I couldn't watch Michael Jackson Thriller video.
I did watch that.
It scared the fuck out of me.
That
was zombies. Yeah, I couldn't do zombies, bro. Night of the Living Dead. That's why
zombies didn't scare me.
That's why People Under the Stairs scared me so much, because when you seen it, they look like zombies.
Oh my God!
I definitely did not see this.
People Under the Stairs is actually a good movie.
It
like
is.
As an adult, like it's such a good movie.
It's dope. I seen it like a couple years ago.
That's a happy ending and everything. Like
I seen it a couple years ago. I was like, man, why did this scare me so much?
1991 movie. I should have seen this.
Scary.
That shit scared the fuck out of me as a kid.
That was first grade for me.
That black dude was in everything, man.
I loved him, man. He was Michael Jackson.
That motherfucker was in everything.
That was Michael Jackson.
Man. He was in everything back then. But yeah, I never seen that. I didn't have really a lot when I was a kid that fucked me up.
Yeah, we got way off topic.
Yeah, yeah.
We went from women to Final Destination. Hey, to those Tales from the
those
Crypt.
Are the conversations. That's how they get to.
He said it is what it is. But yeah. No, like I
told you, the topics is just to get to a conversation point.
Yeah, the scary movies that I seen when I was a kid, like my dad showed
I think
me.
We
like,
had this conversation.
Nah, we didn't. We were saying we were possibly going to, but I told you I didn't really have none. And no really scary.
Oh, that's right.
I'm just talking about
them.
Movies that fucked
well,
you
no,
up
I
as a kid.
Movies, but I. There wasn't really much because I wasn't a fan of horror movies. Neither was like
I wasn't either.
Neither was my mom or my dad or anybody around me mm-hmm. to like show them to me either. My dad, like even when he showed me, like eventually we watched them.
Mm-hmm.
They were like the movies that were scary to him as
but,
when he was a kid. Like so,
but not even
he
scary.
Showed me,
like
have either one of y'all ever seen like Cujo or fucking Christine?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So he showed me and my brother those two, and they were like,
"Shits ain't scary."
No, they're scary if you're like a little kid or for like old special effects and shit yeah. like that. Like they didn't have
Pet
shit.
Cemetery was kind of scary,
Pet
like
Cemetery
the first one.
Weird.
Yeah, I haven't watched it all the way through. I couldn't watch it all the way through when I was a kid. I have not watched it since.
Yeah, I watched it since.
Y'all. I'm talking about movies that just fucked you up in general. There's two other ones that are coming to mind.
Oh,
to
like
me.
Even if it wasn't scary.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One. This might be weird, but it's Radio Flyer. So there's this part in there where this dog like attacks the screen and it scares me every single time
Bro,
when
y'all,
I was a kid.
Hold on, did y'all watch
that
Birds?
Was my movie.
Did y'all watch Birds?
Huh? I love that movie.
That was my movie.
But so my mom was in an abusive relationship, and so that movie scared me on in a different way, and it was really hard for me to watch because the kid got I used to get whooped too. So like that, it really like fucked me up when I would watch it because it I don't know it was like flashbacks or memories or whatever. But like now as an adult, I could watch it, and it's a way better movie than what I kind of gave it credit for. But I was a huge Elijah Wood fan, and I had been ever since. But the other movie was Kids. You ever watch that movie?
Bits and Pieces.
Oh, okay. So Bits Kids was a crazy movie because like that kind of introduced me to sex as a teenager. And like it's a movie I shouldn't have seen. It fucked me up because it was a movie I shouldn't have seen at the age that I seen it at. But
I got you. Did y'all ever see Birds, man? That yeah. shit fucked me up for a little while because that'll be about the only one I can say that kind of fucked me up for a little while because then when I started seeing like a big ass flock of birds, all of a sudden, you know how like randomly you're out. At,
yeah.
Like you're driving or you're at the gas station, whatever.
Today, I just drove by like 50 of them in somebody's yard. I was like, what the fuck?
And you
are
just
they
see
there
a
for?
Crazy amount. Like randomly.
All
then,
crows.
Yeah. Whenever I would see a crazy amount over me, I would get this quick little thought for a moment like, damn, what if they do start just fucking diving down here, yeah. just pecking faces?
I know
there was
several
another
people
movie.
Afraid of birds. Like, I don't even know how you get afraid of birds, but I know people who are.
There was another movie, Critters. It didn't like fuck me up, but it kind of fucked me up a little bit because have you ever seen it?
Is that the one that's kind of like what's the one I'm thinking of? With the little. Oh man, the little furry little thing.
Yeah, the little furry balls, but they have mouths.
Not gremlins.
Kind of like gremlins. It's kind of like gremlins.
It's like that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
But it's that movie because then like there was one scene where they formed this big ass ball. They were just rolling, eating motherfuckers at the same time. That shit kind of fucked with me. And that movie Tremors. Like the first
Tremors,
one.
Okay, yeah.
Tremors
yeah,
had me scared to walk on my floor in the house
because they was coming up through the floor.
Did you watch any of the Freddy movies, Aaron?
I used to love
not till like
movies.
Later, not yeah. till later when I was kind of like laughing at the shit.
It
like,
was my favorite one.
That's
kind of
why, man. It played out like that. Like I watched some bullshit ass scary movies when I was young,
uh-huh.
and then the real actually like scary and kind of crazy ones. I watched them when I was older and to the point where I like kind of understood like this is a fucking movie.
Did you ever have a point where you were where movies were scary to you, or did you feel
nope.
like oh okay?
No, that's kind of why. You know yeah. what I mean? Like I think my dad or mom were both like tried to prep me so hard. For scary movies mm-hmm. or keep me away from them. By the time I saw them and shit like that, I wasn't scared.
Yeah. So y'all don't have kids that can watch rated R movies yet, but like, so I allowed my daughter to start watching like scary movies or rated R movies. I think last year, or yeah, when she turned 12. And my only stipulation was I'm not comfortable with her watching anything that had nudity in it. So she had to watch the beginning of it where it tells you like what it could have in there. I don't care about strong language. I don't care about anything like that. Because
I saw one that says smoking. I was like, what?
I know. I see
like,
the, why is that that's true. On Netflix. Like it'll say that. That it'll say that in the thing.
That's crazy.
But if it has nudity in it, then she knows I'm uncomfortable with her watching it. So I told her to try not to watch those. But she's into like scary movies. And I get mad though because, I mean, I'm saying this as y'all can relate. When there's unneeded sex scenes in movies, like, or any, like, there's just so unnecessary to me now.
I don't know. If you're by yourself, you like that scene. If you're with your kids,
I don't
you're
even
like,
like
fuck
it.
That scene. That was so unnecessary.
I don't even like it now.
Y'all
like,
seen that movie called Teeth?
I either like it porn or no.
this girl's coochie had teeth.
What?
I feel like I remember somebody post about this.
And if they didn't like the guy she was with, they would bite his dick off.
What?
Yeah, dumb as fuck.
That could definitely fuck a kid up, have them super scared to have sex and all that.
No, I don't remember nothing like that.
Yeah, that shit had teeth, son.
I think I saw like a movie poster, like the cover thing or something, and somebody talk about it. That's all I ever
heard about it. I think this dude, he tried to rape her or whatever. And he got in there, but he never came out.
It came out.
Little Shop of Horrors also kind of jacked me up. Y'all ever seen that?
Yeah.
That big ass
plant. I thought
it
was funny.
When I was a kid, I just did not like it. Like, I enjoyed music and films because I liked, I guess, musicals because I loved Mary Poppins, like movies like that. And with that being like a musical, I thought that it was going to be. I thought it was going to be.
Mary Poppins was good too, but I didn't fuck with musicals.
Yeah. I fucking hated musicals.
But Mary Poppins
because
was
love,
dope.
I love Disney. I
remember somebody gassing up the sound
songs.
Of music to me.
And oh, I have never.
Oh my God. I turned on, I wanted to kill everybody. I was like, break this movie. Anybody that told me to watch this movie, go walk off a cliff. I was like, what are we doing here?
I've never actually seen
what
the
are we
sound
doing
of music.
Here? I can't stand like in movies and shows and stuff when somebody breaks in the song. Like,
now I can't. If I like Disney cartoon movies though that do but I don't like regular
regular
action.
Movie? Yep.
Amber, she be watching these fucking movies and they'll like
high
school type
La
movies.
Oh, the you're talking about like the Glee movies.
Yeah.
And shit.
I get so pissed at her
no,
like they turn the shit off. I get mad.
Pitch Perfect, I think, right?
I don't know. You
I don't
look at me. I ain't seen them shit.
Oh, that's definitely something.
Whatever
you,
it is, my
you
wife
be doing
is probably
that Carlton snap. I know how you roll. bro.
I never saw Pitch Perfect, but I did see the movie Sing though.
Sing
the
is dope.
Movie.
Sing is dope.
Oh,
that's dope.
I have not seen
Sing
that.
Is fire.
Sing is fire.
I can fuck with the singing if you know that's what's coming in. And like you said, it's
like it's an animated movie.
Animated
you know
movie.
It's gonna happen. Yeah, yeah. Like that's how it's brought. That's how it's presented to you. But like I've watched. She was watching some TV show. And I rip on my wife because she I'm like you still think you're in high school because she'll watch any movie that's like tailored in a high school
setting. I
yeah, I'm like these are so fucking dumb. And like now I get mad that because my wife is white, so she'll watch these shows. I'm just like, God, this is super white. Like she's rewatching Dawson's Creek. I was like, there's no black people in this fucking movie. I mean, fucking TV show at all. Like
meanwhile, you just referenced Mary Poppins.
But at that time though, I liked musicals in that way. Like I loved Mary Poppins. I was a huge Dick Van Dyke fan. I loved Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Like,
that was my shit.
That's my shit.
That's my shit. It's on Disney too. I couldn't wait. That Disney app dropped. That's the first movie I watched.
Fun fact, that came out around the same time as Mary Poppins, and it was a debate on which one was going to come first. That one, and anyways.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that one and
all they did. Yeah, they miss old ass movies.
Even though one of I think it's a remake. Anywho, the God, what's it called?
I feel like we were talking about something like really good.
What's the Golden Bird?
Like we got a half hour ago.
And then somehow we
ended up. Wizard of Oz. That's what I was
talking about. Wizard
of
fucking Oz. Yeah. Wizard of fucking Oz.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz.
Fuck the Wizard of Oz.
We were talking about cheating.
Damn, that is how we got to this.
Yeah.
To Wizard of Oz.
Aaron's never cheated. You've never cheated.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
like,
really?
Back in my 20s. Hmm. Yeah. It was one time.
Yeah. I had a full-blown ass relationship that I didn't mean to get into, but it just kind of like developed in that way. And like I don't know, it messed us up like really briefly, but we just had to have a conversation about it. But you know, there's a lot of realizations that kind of come along with when you have to be mature enough to have the realization, I think. And I'm not calling myself mature, but I have enough forethought to know what I was doing was wrong and then trying to figure out a way to correct it. And I think that's what it kind of had to come down to. But when we were talking, when the conversation started with this is about having multiple partners, I do also wonder if it is a biological thing. I the way that I find other people attractive, I wonder if women feel that same way.
I also wonder if
other guys feel that same way.
Nah, everybody does. That's the part where I feel like when people say that they don't, you're getting stupid. Like, you're getting too much into La La Land. Like we just talked about, I'm a married dude, 1,000% faithful. But to say that anyone doesn't look or see or anything something and think a certain way or think someone looks good or anything like that or whatever, mm-hmm. like, it goes back into what we talked about of, like, when we were talking about, like, judging or not judging. And it's like, when you instantly see someone, the first thing that comes to your mind is you process what you're seeing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you, in a way, judge, like, what are you seeing? Like, is it attractive to you?
Yeah.
What you're seeing? So for someone to play that game of, like, oh, no, I don't see that. I don't look at it. It's like, you might not, like, make an effort to look. Like, I don't sit and stare or nothing like that, whatever.
Yeah.
But if somebody walks past and they're attractive, of course, in my mind, I think for a quick moment, damn, like, that's an attractive person. I feel like, for sure, women do that as well, too. I feel like, as a whole.
You don't have the thought, like, man, I would fuck the shit out of it.
Man, I think everybody does. I think everybody does in
he
a way.
He said yes, but without saying yes.
I don't think that. That thought doesn't go through my mind.
That thought goes through my mind.
I guess I'm not thinking it maybe in the same way he's saying it, but it's like.
I mean, like not that vulgar, but I do think about like I think about having sex with other women.
I mean, I'll take that back. I guess at some points, maybe everybody did. Yeah, maybe I am I don't know, man. It's just that I think to try to play.
Like, I wouldn't fault my wife for doing that.
To try to play the game that's not a thing that exists. I think that's just. I think you're just getting too much into not being real with yourself.
I wonder how, like, a woman's thought process is, though. Like, ooh, I'll let them take me down. Like,
well, see, the one thing I have
what
experienced.
What are you shaking your head for? You don't think about that?
What'd you say, Aaron?
The one thing I have heard, B, that I think is exactly what he's saying, is, like, when you do ask a woman about this or ask multiple women about this, they do kind of have a little bit different perspective most of the time, where it does seem more common in us to think that route immediately, where they may just think, oh, that's an attractive person, and that's that.
Well, for the most part, we look at the opposite sex differently, men and women.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Agree. Like most of the time, a woman is looking for something that's...
So is the conclusion that it's biological?
She's looking for a nest, and we just looking for a conquer. So, you know what I mean? So... In that aspect,
but y'all keep saying,
wouldn't look at the same way.
Y'all keep saying it goes for men and women, but you keep talking about men doing it more, like we think about it differently. So is it biological?
No, because it happens with both of them.
I keep saying no, but y'all keep saying, y'all keep going back to the men doing it more.
Because both can be true.
I haven't said no. I said the consensus is that it's there, but for to be a productive society, have stable children.
It has to be, but not going to be.
You have to kind of like go a different route. But the... But I do think there is some kind of weird thing there with I blame a lot of shit towards testosterone. Maybe it's a cop out. Maybe it's giving it too much credit. I don't know. But I definitely know when you like hear the research and shit on it. I mean, testosterone makes you behave a certain way. Like even if women get on testosterone, because girls do it for like some of the ones that are in like bodybuilding and random other things or whatever, it makes them more like horny and aggressive and stuff like that. Whatever. Like that's really what testosterone does. In a lot of ways. So the fact that we have so much more of it than a woman makes sense that we're also...
It's that aggressiveness that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just as horny as we are. We go about it way different than they do.
So the girl you gave your number to wanted you to have a little bit more testosterone. Make that face.
He was lacking that day.
You know what? You know what? That was a good shot. I'll let that one rock. That was a good one. But
Brent ain't for my shit tonight.
He's not with you tonight.
We just go about it differently. But we both ultimately want the same thing.
Oh, yeah, shit. I think it's just different. And maybe in a weird way.
And they might want it more than we do.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In a weird way, too. Maybe their thoughts about it in some ways can, in some people's eyes, would be considered like a shittier, like a grimier way to think about it, because if they're thinking about another dude, sometimes it's like what you said, they're thinking like, damn, long term.
Yeah, relationship.
Mm-hmm. Like, so, and
that's more fucked up to me.
That's all I was gonna say. Like, depending who you ask and whose opinion it is, that might be like the dirtier version. It might be worse to not think about just having sex with that person. Like, you're like, damn, I could settle down with something like that.
To start a family.
Like, is that what they were thinking? Maybe. I don't know. We gotta get a woman or a couple women's perspective either on this or like. As
and
a
also depends on where you catch that woman in her life.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times when women are, they really just want to be knocked down. Like that, nah, real
no,
shit.
No, no,
like,
no. I'm laughing.
Them, sometimes they just want that.
I'm not laughing because I'm saying it's wrong. I'm not laughing.
They just want to get knocked down. Yeah. And then you got some who just, I'm saying, they want to be locked down.
Here's a phase of my life that y'all are going to reach probably, but it's weird for me because, you know, my my son being 15 and, you know, kind of thinking about him being interested in girls, I'm looking at the girls that he's interested in, and I'm like, I wonder, I'm trying to have the idea, like, is she cute? So it's weird for me.
Because then it feels weird, like I'm too
yes,
old to be thinking,
I am
even
too
thinking
old,
about that.
Yes.
I got you.
It's so awkward because, like, I'm judging the boy that my daughter is interested in. You know, she's 13. Like, I have to think,
like don't bring that ugly little
yeah,
girl around
like,
here.
Like, how do you process that thought? Like, your daughter, she's 8, but she might be around this age, maybe thinking that other boys are cute. And she's, like, third grade? Yeah, third grade, I definitely had a lot of crushes.
No, she's made comments here and there.
Have you judged those boys?
Tried to ignore them. I haven't seen them.
It's getting weird.
I know. But the conversation is weird.
We should have trusted him when he said that. That it is going
to
get weird.
It's weird. It's hard. Like, you don't want to think about it, but you're forced to kind
but
of think
I
about
mean,
it.
I mean, I understand it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to make sure this person is good enough for your child.
Yeah.
And so, you look at them in all aspects.
It's...
That doesn't mean that you want to do anything with them.
No, I didn't even go that route. I'm just saying, like, it's just weird to kind of judge the attractiveness of a teenager.
Man, it's full circle.
That is weird.
It is.
Yeah.
It is
weird.
Yeah.
But you're doing it for a right cause.
You're doing it for yeah.
You're doing it for a good cause.
You're not doing it for the pedophile reason.
Yeah,
but
it's
weird because it kind of comes full circle because it's goes back to what we were saying about, like, thinking it. Like, I think he even just said this just now. He said, like, are they good enough?
Yeah.
So remember early in the conversation, I said, like, you got to be careful with the, is that person good enough?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Because at the same time, too, it's like, damn, maybe somebody that they bring over this, you might be like, damn, they're ugly. That might be the person that treats them the best on the planet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right? So it's a weird thing.
Did your parents ever have input on who you were with?
My dad.
Did yours?
Oh, yeah. My mom hated everyone.
Everyone?
Yep.
My mom.
How she feel now?
She called them all hoes.
I don't want to talk about anything current.
Called them all hoes.
My mom liked everybody.
She loved wifey.
My mom liked everybody, and then my dad, he definitely had, like, favorites or people that he would be like, oh yeah, like, but I think so and so's like, yeah, that's the
damn
one for you.
You know what my mom?
My mom never
do?
Did.
You know what my mom would do? That I used to fucking hate. I'd be gone out, you know what I'm saying, the hood playing or whatever. And I'd come home, and she'd be like, one of your hoes called, and then I'd be like. And then I'd be like, who? What's her name? I don't know. I didn't ask her. Why are you even telling me that,
I didn't
mom?
Ask the hoe the hoe's name. The hoe just called, and here's the hoe. Right? What you want me to say?
I can't call her
back.
It was
a hoe called. It said hoe on the phone. I answered the phone. Hello, hoe. She said, hi, I'm hoe.
Hi, hoe. How you doing? How you been?
Why you sound like Madea?
Because he loves those movies. He told us.
My wonderful son's not here, hoe. You got to call him back.
Yeah, she did it all the time. It would drive me crazy. Like, I can't call her. Even if she is a hoe,
right.
I can't call her back.
She deleted her phone from the caller ID, the Ameritech caller ID. Like,
right. Yeah, your mom
a little white box with three buttons.
Three buttons.
Deleted everything.
Your mom decided she was not worthy of a second chance.
Yeah, nope. She hated everyone.
She was not gonna have.
She's
no
older
son.
Now. You know what I'm saying? She's cool now.
If today's lingo was in when they called you, she would have just been like, "Bet," and hung up.
Is Brent there? Nah. Can you tell my call? Bet.
Done. That's it. Bet.
One of your hoes called. Who did it sound like? I don't know.
She did it every time. I hated that.
Yeah, my mom's funniest thing. She would be like, "One of your little girlfriends called." Like,
yeah, my mom went straight to disrespect.
No, yeah, like, why?
Your mom
why
was
it be
nice.
Like that?
Disrespectful. Mom was
did
not.
She give input like you were asking us? Did she give input on, like, who
nope.
she thought you should be with?
Nope.
Or, like,
mm-mm.
This one's for you? Or
nope. Because I had I didn't bring anybody around my mom until I thought I was sure about who they were, and my two strongest relationships that I thought was going to turn into something. One, like, old girl broke my heart, so, like, obviously that didn't turn into anything, and she liked her. And then it was Amber, and then my mom died, so, like, I didn't, you know what I mean, like, Amber was my last, and I was the only one. But so the only other person that she got to really meet was the one that I thought that I was going to be with before Amber. And then before that, it was like elementary type shit. But anybody in between there didn't really, they either all already knew my mom and they didn't, it was like not exposed that we were doing anything. Even during high school, like I didn't have anybody that was like going to meet my mom. And my mom worked two jobs and she was going to college to get her MBA. So like she didn't have time for the bullshit. Yeah,
I got you. So let's wrap this up then. I know we, unless you feel like we got more on what you were asking about the biological thing, but we can definitely, I think this is one where we can definitely give like what our final thought is on that question and what we take away from it.
Now, I feel like I take away like I take away that it's a tough question because I feel like y'all answered it in a way, but I still think like more men have an innate ability to go after more women than women having that mindset of going after more men. So I feel like it's more biological on the man's side that it's just who we are. But I don't know, y'all say it's both, or Brent Lee says it's both.
Well, I mean, what you said, yeah, you are correct. It seems like the perception is that men are doing it more than women, mm-hmm. but men are also louder than women.
More public.
So women be doing shit on the law. You don't even be knowing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess I don't fuck with a whole bunch of women like that to know. So
listen, man, I just got out the streets a little bit ago, man. I still remember.
He's like, I just came home, son.
Yeah, I'm finally home now. But I still remember them streets, though.
Yeah, I ain't never been in the streets like that, so.
Right.
It's dark, nigga.
I've been dangerous. I've been in the married streets.
The shit out there you can't unsee.
It's dangerous.
In the married streets, it's different.
I take away from it and kind of like just to reiterate on my thoughts on it as well too. I think Brent has a really good point there with like it's just more publicly aware and known and talked about or whatever what guys are doing, where women kind of seem to be better about keeping their shit under wraps and just they prefer, it seems like, to move kind of like on their own without being so loud about it and all that or whatever. But then past that, I think there's, like I said, because of animal instinct, I think there's something there. There's something.
Yeah. One last question. Have y'all ever heard a conversation about a woman cheating?
Yeah.
What do they kind of talk about? Or what have you heard? I'm just asking just as a general question. Like, have you, like, what kind of things have they said, like, why they cheated or, like, how they got into it?
Oh, it's always his fault.
Oh.
Yeah. No accountability.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's always his fault.
I always feel like when I hear guys cheating, it's just, like, it's all sex-based.
Yeah, it's usually what it is.
Like just trying to get some ass type shit.
Yeah,
like, I guess that's what I kind of go like thinking about the biology of it, I think about it's just because
I got
of sex.
You. Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense. Like that is kind of like the most of what you hear is that a guy says, "Oh yeah, I was trying to do something this one time or this one night or like I was on some wild shit or whatever." And the woman does usually it's like, "Well, this wasn't like this at home.
He'll never do the dishes. He can't provide for me. He'll never hold a job."
But
like
you know,
those are the things
you know
I've
what
heard
I think that
before.
All speaks to. What Brent said.
Yeah.
I think that's why Brent hit it on the head when he said it's nest versus what was the other thing you said? Like, they're looking for a nest. We're looking for
nest
a...
Versus conquer.
Like, yeah, we're looking for a conquer. It's like, I think it's just because there's a different mindset going into it and a different, like, outcome or goal. Like
the egos are different.
That's why I proposed the question about it being in our biology to want to have more women. I mean, you could obviously we have the ability to make a commitment and be monogamous, but is it in our nature? Just we still crave it and we still want it.
I think it's there, but I
you
only
can
reason,
block it out.
Yeah, that's the only reason I don't want
to. I mean,
agree
obviously
to
you have
totally.
To you have to be able to give in. I mean, you don't have to give in to all of your desires, but
that's why I don't agree. Oh, don't want to agree with it totally, even though like I'm saying it's there. It's just because I'm a dude that never wants to like give that excuse, you know what I mean, or give that scapegoat. I want to be like, hey, at the end of the day, we make our own beds.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. We make our own beds, and we got
for sure. That's why I'm so open about the shit that I've done because, you know, I did the shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe in regret. So you know, I did it, and it was done, and it's over with. You know, make the decisions as you need to. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like it's a. I don't feel like it's a bad thing like that.
No doubt. I think that's a good wrap up there. On that note, play the music.